On that New Year's video game show I mentioned earlier, we played excerpts from a talk by game designer Jane McGonigal. A couple of years ago, she suffered a traumatic brain injury and the headaches, vertigo, and nausea it left behind. She couldn't work, she couldn't think, she couldn't stand it. Here, in a recent talk, she picks up the story.
So my doctor told me that in order to get better, it would take about a month. And there were all these things I couldn't do, because it would slow the healing process. No reading, no writing, no video games, no computer time, no running, and no caffeine. So, in other words, no reason to live. It is kind of funny, but in all seriousness, suicidal ideation is very common in people with traumatic brain injuries. It's part of the trauma. And it actually happened to me. My brain started telling me, in all seriousness, that, Jane, you want to die. 30 days passed, and I had not gotten any better. I was more depressed, anxious, and lonely than I'd ever been. My doctor told me that these emotions were actually slowing the healing process. The brain cannot heal without positive emotion. So that's when I said to myself, I'm either going to kill myself or I'm going to turn this into a game.
Jane McGonigal told us that's how she came up with the game called Super Better.
It seemed to me that all of my research showing that games help us provoke positive emotion could be really useful during this recovery process. So I actually invented the game to heal my own traumatic brain injury.
How does it work?
Well, think of it as a kind of a recovery adventure game. Then we take you on a series of 7 missions to identify your power-ups. So these are things that you can do every day to feel stronger or feel better. We identify the bad guys, which are things that you need to avoid, that you want to vanquish so that eventually they can't harm you anymore. We help you pick allies, so close friends and family members that you want to go on this adventure with you. And then we help you think about an epic win. So what would be a really positive outcome, not just getting back to normal, but something at the end of it that would be even better than normal, that would feel like a real accomplishment. And once you've identified all of that, you build a secret headquarters where your friends and family can help you overcome the challenge, battle the bad guys, collect your power-ups, go on quests, take some of this helplessness or hopelessness out of what can be a really difficult process.
How do you play?
So Super Better isn't a video game where you have an avatar and you're in a virtual world. We are more like a social media platform, more like Twitter or Facebook. It just so happens that what you're doing in this social media environment are very playful, or as we would say, very gameful. They're really focused around challenges and missions. Instead of a status update from your friend, you might get a quest from your friend. So it's less like a video game and more like a life management tool.
So what specifically were some of your goals, your enemies, and your quest?
When I first hit my head, I was actually in the middle of writing my book, and I was terrified that I would never finish it. So one of my first epic wins that I set for myself was just to be able to sit down and write for an hour. Later on, as I started to get better, I set more fun and ambitious epic wins. One was to go to a Lady Gaga concert, which seemed really impossible at the time because loud music or bright lights or crowded spaces were triggering really terrible symptoms. And then, of course, my bad guys for a mild traumatic brain injury, you have things like the bright lights, caffeine or alcohol, physical activity can really bring on symptoms. And so I would just track over time how much exposure I was able to have, but vanquish them if, you know, I suddenly felt strong enough to be around them or do them again. The power-ups were really great because sometimes when you're sick or injured, it feels like you can't do anything at all. But I was able to come up with things like cuddling my dog, listening to a power song, you know, picking a song that makes you feel like you can take on the world.
Like what?
This is somewhat embarrassing. I mean, of course, Lady Gaga songs, but I was really into this song called Bad Day by Daniel Powder.
Because you had a bad day, you take one down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around.
I had many bad days in a row, but I listened to that song to kind of get perspective.
How is this different from self-quantifying, just counting up how many minutes you can take an activity that you couldn't take before, and positive thinking? I mean, what is it in the game mechanics that makes this different from that?
We're really trying to unlock a couple of things that games do better than anything else. And, you know, the first is the power of positive emotion. There's been a ton of research in the health field showing that if you can have 3 positive emotions for every 1 negative emotion on a daily basis, that it actually radically improves your ability to recover from any illness or injury. Also, social connections. If you can feel really connected to at least 2 to 3 people, that is better for your health than quitting a pack a day cigarette habit. It's better for your health than going from obese to non-obese. And these are things that games do really well. Connect you with people who can become allies, or unleash positive emotions like curiosity, surprise, awe, and wonder.
When do you plan to make Super Better publicly available?
We've just started a clinical trial with Ohio State University Medical Center for the traumatic brain injury aspect of the game. And we've started a private game with the company Zappos, the online retailer, where they're going to have all 5,000 employees play for goals like losing weight, getting in shape, and quitting smoking. And we hope to launch early 2012. But you can sign up now, and we're sort of rolling people in based on the challenge they're facing as we get the content ready for them.
What if you have an injury or a problem you want to recover from, but you don't have any friends or family?
It works really well with just one ally. And there are a number of people playtesting it now with just 1 or 2 allies. If there's nobody that you feel comfortable inviting to play, we also have an online community where you can reach out to other people who are facing the same challenge or maybe have successfully met the same epic win that you're going for. And so you can invite them to be an ally for you.
You know, when we read about Super Better, it made us think immediately of our producer, Alex Goldman, who suffered a pretty serious injury earlier this year. I want to bring Alex in. Alex, welcome back to the show. You made a brief appearance last week.
Thanks, Brooke.
Describe your hideous accident.
I was riding my bike, and I was run over by a car. And I sustained multiple fractures. I sustained a compound fracture, which at the time I didn't realize meant that the bone was sticking out of my leg. I had one surgery in which they put what's called an external fixator. That's kind of like scaffolding that's screwed directly into the bones in my leg.
Your leg was entirely bolted to a contraption for weeks.
It was about 3 weeks. It was pretty awful. And now I have a plate on my shin and a pin in my fibula, and I've been walking since the end of July, but I've still experienced a lot of pain when I walk, and it swells every afternoon unless I wear what's called a compression hose, which is basically like a long stocking instead of a sock.
And you've been really down.
It's changed pretty much every aspect of the way I live my life. It's made it much more difficult to do simple things. I limp when I walk. I certainly can't run, and I can't ride my bike anymore, which is really probably the hardest thing for me.
So it seems like Alex is a perfect candidate for Super Better, right?
Yeah, it sounds like it. I'm so sorry, Alex, that is the case.
So where do you think he would be once he followed your 6-week timeline?
The one thing that we've definitely seen about this game is that the thing it does most powerfully is take out some of the anxiety, the depression or frustration that you feel. And once you have those out of the way, then it really does become possible to tackle the challenge head on faster and sort of with more courage. You know, hopefully Alex will be surprised at how strong you are and how much better you can get.
I'm curious, what kind of goal do you think I could set for myself? Because I've thought about this a little bit in terms of the parameters of the game. And I'm kind of coming up empty. I'm not sure exactly what kind of goal I could set for myself.
That would constitute an epic win.
Right.
Some people start with really small epic wins, something they want to do in the next 24 hours. Other people set epic wins that could take months. And it doesn't necessarily have to be related to getting better per se. Some people choose epic wins of just going someplace they've never been before. The key is not to just pick something clinical, like I want to be able to walk for 30 minutes you know, without pain, although you could if that were really exciting to you. But maybe it's walk for 30 minutes to this amazing place that I've been dying to go to, and my friends will meet me there and we'll totally celebrate. Something that has a little bit of a kick to it like that.
You played around a little in the game today, didn't you?
Yeah, I tried it out. And one of the first things you do is you set a secret identity. And when I thought of what kind of secret identity I wanted, I immediately thought of Omar Little from The Wire. But then I realized he doesn't really have any allies.
Oh, no. Omar had allies, sort of. I mean, they all wound up dead, but, you know.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But, and, you know, in the latter half of the series, he even sort of wanders around with a broken leg after jumping out a window. So I felt a lot of kinship toward him when I was...
So, Alex, are you game?
I'm definitely game. I'm actually going to be trying it out over the next 6 weeks, and I'm going to be blogging about it on the On the Media website. So if you want to see my goals and my secret identity, you want to see my secret lair, you can come to the On the Media website, click on blog at the top, and you'll be able to see some of the stuff that I've been working on.
Jane, do you think you might be able to come back at the end of 6 weeks and talk to Alex about it again?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That would be great.
Thank you so much. And you too, Alex.
Thank you.
Good luck, Alex. I'm totally here as your ally.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
I'd take her up on that.
I definitely will.
Jane McGonigal is a designer of Super Better and the author of Reality is Broken, Why Games Make Us Better and How They Can Change the World.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.